Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Hello? Dr. Monica Andrews' phone.
Hello? Who the heck is this?
This is Dr. Andrews' assistant. How may I help you?
Her assistant.
That's right. How may I help you?
Who is it, Casey?
Nothing urgent, Dr. Andrews. I'll take a message.
It's very urgent. This is Brinley Pasternak. I'm sure you've heard of me. I need to speak with Dr. Andrews right away.
I'm sorry, she's busy at the moment.
What?
This is what I'm talking about, Mom. She's answering your phone at home now.
That's her job.
Is that Cyrus? Put him on the phone.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Who is this again?
B-R-Y-N... Wait a second. Is this... Casey?
Dr. Anders' assistant. Yes.
What the... Are you with the Anderses in Juno?
I'm sorry, Dr. Anders is busy with her family right now.
You're good at that, Casey. I'm impressed.
Was that Bruce? Is Badger there too? That's my family. Casey, what are you doing there? What
I understand.
Is going on?
And I will certainly make sure Dr. Anders hears your concerns.
If you do anything to hurt Cyrus...
Okay, I think I got it. I appreciate your call.
Appreciate... Casey, put Cyrus on
I've got to go. We're in the middle of a nice breakfast.
You have no idea who you're messing with.
Have a great day.
Don't you dare hang up on me, Casey, or I promise you I will...
Who was that, Casey?
Oh, it was no one.
Cybot.
Remy ran all the way here.
I don't care. Casey is in Juno.
What?
Casey, my former lying liar roommate, is now Monica Anders' lying liar assistant.
You must be mistaken.
You think I can't recognize that annoying voice?
Well, it's been a little while since she left the island.
Left the island to go to Alaska?
But Dr. Solstice said Casey went back to be with her family.
Casey doesn't have a family. Instead, she's trying to steal mine.
But... why would she do that?
I don't know, Remy. Maybe she was jealous of me.
So, during a lockdown, she escaped the island and somehow made her way to Juno on her own.
Stop being so logical, bot boy. This act of aggression defies logic. The girl is a menace and I have to stop her. Somehow, if I can find the headmaster, maybe he can let me off the island.
She.
What?
The headmaster is a she. Cybot and I just found that out on Operation Spy on Penn and Solstice.
Could Dr. Solstice be the headmaster?
Nope. I heard her on the phone with this person. She called her ma'am.
Cybot, get me my mother's journal.
I'll wash, you dry, bird.
Why not just use the dishwasher?
Because it's clogged, and your father was going to fix it. But he's a little preoccupied, you know, sitting in prison.
Mom, I was thinking about Dad's hearing.
You don't have to worry about that. Your father is going to be just fine.
I want to help.
Really, Birdie, we have an excellent lawyer, and—
I want to say it was my idea.
What?
I want to say that busting Magnus out to save Cyrus was my idea.
Why would you do that?
Because, as you like to constantly remind me, I'm a kid. They won't send me to jail. I was just an emotional teenage girl worried about her brother, and Dad only flew in to save me.
No, Birdie.
It makes sense. I'll take all the heat and Dad won't have to.
I said no.
I heard you the first time, but you're being stubborn.
I'm being stubborn?
Everyone in this family gets to make big, heroic sacrifices except me. How many times did Holiday almost die? Cyrus ended up in a coma, Dad's in prison, Bruce and Badger got fried trying to rescue Brinley and—
I don't want you to make that kind of sacrifice.
Why? Because I'm the baby?
Yes.
Are you serious right now, Mom?
Yes, we all know about how you own Holiday Corp and can breathe underwater. You say it every time you don't get your way.
Oh, so now I'm just a spoiled brat mermaid, huh?
I didn't
say— What are you so afraid of, Mom?
Of you getting hurt. Messing up your whole future.
Is that it? Or are you afraid of me being too strong?
What?
Dr. Whittier left the company to me, not you. Cyrus is the genius. Dad is the one who saved his life by busting Magnus out, while you just sat there at his bedside and hoped for the best.
Birdie, how could you say that?
Because it's the truth. Cyrus would have died if Dad and Badger and I hadn't gone rogue. And now you just want to hope for the best for Dad's trial, too?
That is not what I'm doing, and you know
it. You may be too much of a coward to take action, but I'm not.
A coward?
Unlike you, I'll do what I have to do to save this family. Even if I am just a baby.
Birdie? Birdie, come back. Birdie!
Come in.
Hey, Cyrus. I don't mean to bother you.
It's fine, Casey. I'm just getting used to being 6 inches taller in my room. Want to see me reach a book on the top shelf?
Not sure my heart can take the excitement, especially after that incredible breakfast.
You really wolfed it down, huh?
I don't get meals like that too often.
It's not always like that around here, but I remember my friend Casey, the other Casey, being amazed by the whole concept of a family meal.
It's definitely a thing.
You and your family don't do that?
Not that I recall.
Yeah, well, you're welcome to join us anytime. As long as you promise not to talk work with my mom at the table.
Really?
I mean, it's invitation only, of course.
Invitation only?
Invitation only? Did you know that admission to the academy is by invitation only?
Cyrus? Cyrus. You okay?
Just since I woke up from the coma, sometimes I space out for a second.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
That's my mom calling.
Go ahead. I'll see you at the office.
See ya.
Deja vu.
Hello?
Hello, Casey. Is the Atom model awake?
Yes, he is.
Excellent. Then we're ready to spring the trap on the Anders family.
When?
It's all happening at James Anders' hearing. Tomorrow.
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on GZMshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.